This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demlin. We're going to talk some football recruiting. Got a great guest coming up, new University of Louisville recruiting coordinator and defensive analyst. Aaron Hodges will join us here in a little bit on the Cards Cast. But Jody, first, you've got a nice story at the homepage right now. Big recruiting event for Scott Satterfield and his staff on Friday night.
Yeah, and they did a good job of, well, they didn't really keep it a secret because we were telling you about it early in the week that we expected them to have some, but I'm not sure anybody expected them to have this many people and this many good guys and this many guys that just quite honestly – they've offered, they're in on, they're big guys, they're big time guys. And it's a lot of in-state players as well. It's exciting to kind of see how they've done this and how they brought this thing together. It's called the 502 BBQ. And basically they've got a lot of really good players from the 502 and Popeye. I think Popeye is Popeye's a 502 kind of guy anyway. He should already be here. But he's the one commitment in this whole group. Selah Brown from Mayo, Jeremiah Monroe from Mayo, and William Spencer from Mayo. All guys Louisville has offered. Micah Carter from St. X, a big-time player. The one that's kind of interesting to me that I just kind of forgot about that they have offered is Tommy Zeismer, who is from Boyle County. Some people think he might be the best player overall in any class in the state of Kentucky. I haven't seen him enough. I think he's ranked second in the 2023 class in our rankings, but I know there's some high school coaches that just think this kid is going to be a monster at the next level. And then JT Haskins from Bryan Station, Christian Connor from South Warren, guys that they've offered in the younger grades. And some other interesting ones, Michael. It's not going to be a big – look, it's hard to get people – it's hard to get kids to come to a camp this time of year. Kentucky has already started their football practice. I talked with earlier tonight Chance Morrow, and I'll put a story up in the morning on Chance as he made a visit to Louisville's campus today. And I asked him, I said, he said, well, he goes, I'm not going to go to a camp this time of the year. He goes, I can't. He goes, I start practice on Monday. So my coaches didn't want me to do a camp or anything like that. He said, so I just decided we'd drive and take another visit and pop up and see how Coach Brewer was doing. So I think a lot of guys are like that. Football practice has begun for Kentucky and others are beginning this week, early next week, and they don't want to do the camp thing. And I think this is a great opportunity to get kids on campus, give them a meal and have them chill out a little bit with you.
Yeah, Mayo High, they're going through their camp right now. I think they wrap it up tomorrow before they come to the 502 BBQ. Talking to Sailor earlier today, you could tell he's looking forward to get back on campus. I mean, he's been on campus quite a bit. And as we know, it's an interesting recruiting process that's going on because of this small class. But it's the list of kids, obviously, as you've got spilled out here. I mean, it's not just local kids either. I mean, they're kids from, there's a group coming from Florida that are going to be checking out the Louisville and enjoying the barbecue and stuff. So really impressed with what they've done, and obviously they've got 22 kids coming in, but there's 23, 24, and even a 25.
And that's the thing, like most of these are younger. There's a couple of, like the Emmanuel McNeil Warren kid from Lakewood High School in St. Petersburg. It's interesting to me. He's got some really good, like some offers. If I'm thinking back, let's see, make sure I got the right kid. I know that's the right kid. I just want to make sure I got the right offers. But he's got an offer from Indiana on the board. He also, that kid from, he's from St. Petersburg, Florida. He's also got Maryland, Kansas State, and one from Miami. So he's got some offers on the board, but it'll be interesting to see if he turns into be a prospect, because the last time I saw, the last story I saw written about him, he was a kid that was talking about, you know, East Carolina and schools like that. So you don't know, you know, where these kids are right now with so many people have committed this summer so far to other schools that you just kind of got to, you have to kind of sort through it and see. But there's some good prospects, Michael.
Yeah. And, you know, and Louisville's class is about half full already. They got the six commitments and, you know, and it's going to be a process to, you know, to make sure each one of those stays committed while adding, you know, some others to the group as well. But I really like the direction that they've gone, you know, from a prospect rating average, it's up there with some of the best in U of L history so far. So if they can keep that momentum going, then it's, you know, even though it's a small class, I think they could, you know, come away with some really high marks. Now, obviously, you've got to wait. You've got to get it all the way to December. But you have to, you know, kind of tip your hat with where they are right now.
Yeah. Look, Micah Carter was on campus earlier this week. He'll be back for this one for St. You know, the St. X defensive end. You know, Sayla Brown, we all know about that recruitment. It's up and down and back and forth. He's all going to be on campus, though. I think another guy to watch close here as far as we get closer to, you know, the time of that is Jeremiah Monroe from Mayo. I think Louisville is a leader there. And the two kids I love in this group, one because of the story, I haven't really seen a whole lot of film, and the other because he's a monster, and that's Jordan Church from Dunbar High School down in Florida. He's 6'4". They list him at 300 on one thing that I saw, but I've also seen 315, and I've also seen 320. He's a monster, 2023 kid. And the other one, Michael, is the kid, DeMond Williams from Basha High School in Chandler, Arizona. And the story that I've heard from multiple people, I can't wait to talk to the kid to find out, but his dad played for John L. Smith. And John L. Smith is the one that kind of got him hooked up with the Louisville staff and take a look at this kind of look at this kid and check him out. So Coach John L. still giving him an assist every now and then. Huh?
There you go. Yeah, you got to love that. You know, and it's interesting because, yeah, we're going to have Aaron Hodges on here. Aaron Hodges on in just a moment to talk about a little bit about recruiting, what the new recruiting staff is like. But, you know, I think, you know, when you see events such as this, and then the ability to attract to this type of an event, you know, I think it shows that this recruiting staff, you know, they're getting along together well. They've got, you know, the right mindset where they're focused on one goal, and that's exactly what you need.
Yeah, no question. And good guys. Look, Pete Nocta has help now for this event. You know, Caroline McMurray's here. Tyler McIntyre does all the graphic stuff. Caroline's been around. She's been married since the last time we had a recruiting event back in at the end of June. She got married and just got back from her honeymoon, I think. But, you know, Coach Hodges he's got help, you know, Pete's around and, you know, so they've got some bodies now in that room, and I'm excited to see what they can do moving forward. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think he is going to be a fantastic addition. I've already heard good things, and I think that moving forward, it's just going to be night and day on how they do things as far as recruiting is concerned, Michael, and getting not only getting in with the kids, but taking it to that next step. It only helps to have more bodies. And Pete Nocta has held up his end of the bargain for year after year after year. And they finally went out and got him, you know, more help than what he had, the help that he needed. And I'm really excited to see what they can do moving forward. And I think you'll see it's hard to tell in this class because it's going to be such a small class and that kind of thing. It will be very hard to tell, but it won't be hard to tell in the 2023 class because that's where it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, and chatting with Aaron already a couple of times, you could tell that, you know, he and Pete and the rest of the staff there are really clicking. So that's hugely important. So before we do get to him, Do want to suggest again, if you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up for the Cardinal Authority newsletter. Sign up for the Cardinal Authority text alerts. Those will hit your phone as breaking news, commitments, things like that happen. We're not going to spam you. It's just been only when big breaking news happens. And then also check us out on Facebook. Give us a follow. Go on there, search Cardinal Authority, give us a follow and like, and you'll get all the content that we produce, as well as great stuff from throughout the ACC.
Yep, and I'll tease it by saying, between women's basketball, football, and down the road potentially basketball, I think the next 2 weeks could be very big as far as recruiting is concerned. And I believe if you follow our recruiting scoop, and there was a little nugget in there about Friday, so I believe Friday will be the first day that we see some news pop as far as recruiting is concerned.
There you have it. This is a good time to sign up for both the newsletter and the text alerts.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
All right, excited to bring in our guest this week in the Cards Cast, new University of Louisville recruiting coordinator and defensive analyst, Aaron Hodges, joining us here. Aaron, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule and chatting some football with us.
Appreciate it, Mike. Excited to be on and talk with you.
Now, you come to Louisville after a stint at Texas Tech. Before that, a couple really successful years at Purdue, helping them bring in some of their top rated recruiting classes that they've had. And then a couple of years at Ohio State as well, very important on their staff for recruiting. How has those last few years, I guess, helped you transition and become, more of a solid recruiter, somebody that can be, somebody that really Louisville was attracted to say, hey, let's go get this guy?
I think lessons that you learn throughout your career develop you into the next, evolution of yourself and in your career. Like for me, I just try to be open, honest, be a good person, be good to the kids, and just, push the envelope a little bit. I'm from the inner city Chicago originally, so I keep an urban vibe to me. I have a master's degree, so I can speak the King's English. I do know how to write. I know how it's, things are supposed to be said and done properly. But in order to relate to kids, you got to keep that, I guess you could say the common touch, Sure. there's an old saying, if you're able to walk amongst kings and never lose your common touch, the whole thing is about being a man. You'll be a man, my friend, at the end. But that's what I always try to do, is make sure that I don't lose the common touch, because if you lose the common touch, then you lose your ability to connect with the next generation. That's one thing that I never want to do, and that's one thing that I always pride myself on.
Yeah, obviously experience in the Big Ten at a couple different schools, experience in the Big 12 for a short stint there, and now coming into the ACC. What are the relationships, I guess, that you have that can, that will help, not only at your previous schools, that helped you at your previous school, but that you think, will help you here at Louisville as well?
I think the relationships with the high school coaches, those are relationships that you build, and, they last, for your career, whether it's, coaches from Texas, Indiana, previous relationships that I've had in Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois. I think those relationships are the most important relationships. I never want to downplay the importance of a high school coach, because the high school coaches are what make these kids, you know, push them to the envelope, instill some great fundamentals in them, and help them along the journey, whether it's getting them to campus or anything of that nature. High school coaches to me are paramount. So those are the relationships that I really like to focus on and build, you know, first and foremost, and keep them involved in the entire process of a kid.
Awesome. First, I should have started by saying welcome to Louisville.
Good, Mike.
But let's get back to your roles. Obviously, you're coming as a recruiting coordinator, and then there's a defensive analyst on your title as well. Let's start with the recruiting coordinator. What kind of things will you, what is your role as far as recruiting coordinator?
So just focusing on the defense, you know, so defensive recruiting is the focus. Obviously, Pete has been here and he's done a great job. And when he contacted me to kind of, you know, lure me into thinking about Louisville, he expressed how they wanted to have a defensive recruiting guy, an offensive recruiting guy. And defense is like my baby. You know, I've been a defensive coach, GA, and all that good stuff early on in my career. And so I felt very comfortable with just recruiting one side of the ball. And it was just attractive, you know, in order to get here. I'm trying to find my way back to coaching. I've been trying to do it for the past 6 years, but the opportunity never was right for my family and myself, you know, my family and I, to do it. So this was the first opportunity in 6 years since leaving coaching where the opportunity came and it was like, hey, you know what? Yes, we can make this work. This is what you want. We'll take care of it. So that's really, you know, what attracted me to Louisville was the opportunity to do both and do both at a high level. And also where it's kind of split. So I don't have to worry about the offensive side of the recruiting unless there's a relationship there or something like that. I just focus on defense, which also allows me to focus on, you know, the defensive analyst, you know, role that I have as well.
My guess was, you know, part of this is, you know, like all coaches, pretty much, you want to get back to on the field coaching.
Yep. Correct. You know, that's always been the goal for me. But when you have an opportunity like I had at, you know, Ohio State to, you know, learn from, you know, some of the best in the business, I anticipated only being there for 6 months and then going back to coaching, and then 6 months turned into three seasons, and then three seasons turned into another three seasons. And so it's been a long road to get to where we are right now, but my goal is to be diligent in every task that I'm given and absolutely, you know, help Louisville succeed on the field and in recruiting as well.
Again, we're joined by Aaron Hodges, New University of Louisville recruiting coordinator and defensive analyst here on the CardsCast. The current recruiting class, it's going to be a small one. Does that make it a little bit more challenging? You got to find the right positions filled. Is it more? Can it be more challenging than one? You know, than a 25-man class?
Yeah, at any school, a small class is going to be challenging, and that's what makes it fun. But it also preps you for the next situation, because these small classes that we're seeing, they're relatively new, right?
Yeah.
Like years before, you weren't seeing, you know, 12, you know, takes in a class. You were seeing 25, 29, you know, 22, whatever the case may be. But this is prepping us for what the future holds, because this is what football is going to be like for, you know, ever, you know. Yeah. So it's all about prepping yourself for the next step and getting us ready for what's to come. Nowadays, it kind of sucks, right? Because back in the day, you could take, you know, three or four developmental players, right? And you could develop them. Now, MAC schools have the opportunity to get some really good developmental players that's going to develop into draft picks. And we're going to go with, you know, the transfer portal early to fill up some gaps and then get some younger guys from high school to come in that we could develop into, you know, starters. So it's a little challenging, but it's also a nice blueprint for how we're going to operate in the next, you know, 5-6 years. So it's the beginning of it all, but it's going to actually, you know, be the manuscript for how recruiting is done.
You mentioned the transfer portal. I mean, that's something that's changed quite a bit since you started in the recruiting coordinator position, you know, all the way back to Ohio State. How crazy is it? You know, it's obviously a whole new world. How much has that changed what you guys do as far as recruiting?
I think it changed a lot. It changed a lot, really. Because now at first you didn't save spots, you know, you save like maybe two spots for a grad transfer and, you know, you get them, you know, at the end of spring or whatever the case may be. Now it's okay. Let's save five spots, you know? And it is what it is. I think it's awesome. I think the transfer portal is awesome, especially for players who, didn't have the education in their recruiting process to make an informed decision on what school to pick. And they picked the school because of logos or hype or whatever the reason was. And now after being there for 2 years, they find that, hey, this isn't the right situation for me. I think it's absolutely awesome. I feel like if a coach have the opportunity to better themselves in their situation, what do? They better themselves in their situation. I think kids should have that same opportunity at the age of 18, 19, 20, whatever the case may be. If you have an opportunity to better yourself, better your situation, go ahead and do that if you feel like it's the best move for you and your family.
And another thing that I'm not sure how much you'll be able to talk about this because of rules or whatever, but the NIL obviously is having a huge impact. How much, you know, I imagine that's becoming a more and more popular thing when you guys are talking to recruits.
Mm-hmm. Well, NIL, and I'm excited for it. I feel that players have a right, you know, to make a living off their name, their image, and their likeness. 100% always felt that way, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see the different deals that happen. For coaches, it's kind of cool because we can't help with that at all.
Yeah.
So we can't, you know, broker deals. We can't do any of that thing. That's all, you know, illegal. And I just think it's awesome because based on your demographics and where you're from in the United States, there are different selling points to how it works and it's successful and things of that nature. I'm just excited to see the whole, you know, unfolding of it all because the rules are still out there. They're still kind of very broad, you know. Yeah. I'm excited to see, you know, how narrow everything becomes and how streamlined everything is. I just think it's awesome. It's a great opportunity for kids. And I feel that it's a huge selling point that Louisville has 29 Fortune 500 companies that are based here. You know, when you talk about UPS, Planet Fitness, when you're talking about all those companies, that's an opportunity for these kids out here in Louisville to actually, you know, do something on the field and then also be able to make some sort of monetary gain or anything like that off of it. You know, I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is, you know, and a long time coming as well, for sure.
Yeah.
Kind of, let me ask you, like, I'm going to pretend you're a recruit that was visiting Louisville when they were, you know, trying to persuade you to come to Louisville. What do you think of the facilities?
You know what? So I didn't do a facility tour. I didn't do anything like that. Right. I actually came up here to actually sign my my paperwork and everything like that. So that was the first time I ever stepped on campus. I've always driven past Louisville, driving down 65 yeah. and things of that nature. But I didn't know what to expect. I had Zoom with Coach Satt, Pete, Coach Brown, Coach Court, all those guys. And it was just the vibe, man. We really didn't talk any football. We just talked about, you know, personality, family, you know, ideals, you know, philosophies, things of that nature. And that's what kind of lured me here, you know, was those conversations, those opportunities, and then the opportunity to, you know, have the title in the role in which I have. Right. And being back in the Midwest is something that really attracted me. But the facilities, I think the weight room is absolutely fantastic. You know, when you step in the weight room, you have that nice turf in it. You have those platforms. You have those hydro massage chairs in the weight room. You have, you know, all the things that you have in there to be successful. You got the cardio deck. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think that the new additions to the facility, the team room, I think the field and the end zone suites, I think the tunnel that you walk out, you know, and it's everybody around you, the Heisman Trophy, right above you. I think all of that is amazing. And I think that the city in general is a place where kids and family can actually have a great college experience and not just, you know, a college town. It's actually a city where you can have a wonderful time in.
Awesome. You mentioned Pete Nocta. You join a recruiting staff that all, you know, includes Pete, Tyler McIntyre, Karen McMurray. Your thoughts on how you guys are meshing so far together?
You know, yesterday, it's so funny because I went home and I told my fiance, I said, babe, like, we literally sat in the office for like the last, you know, 30 minutes or whatever of the day. And we're talking about, like, Caroline, she just had her wedding. So we're talking about wedding and I'm trying to get ideas to take home and tell Michaela, you know what I mean? So like, we just laughed and we just joked. And then we got some of our young guys, Carter and everybody's in the office. And we're like, Carter, just wait until it's your turn. So we're already gelling and vibing more than just a department. I think we're coming together, you know, fast as a family. Pete already talking about, hey, you know, the weekend's coming up. You all want to come over our house? You know, we'll have everything ready to go. So I'm a firm believer in having a department and a team that's more than just coworkers, because we spend too much time in this profession around other people that aren't your family. So in order to make everything smooth, you need to incorporate them into your family and do family things and have a great time and be just more than coworkers. And I think that's what we are. I think we're gelling. I think we're vibing. And I think we're just having a good time, you know, from the different conversations, no matter what the topic is. We're all having an opinion. We're all voicing it. We're all laughing. We're all joking. And we're all having a good time. And I think that's really when recruiting takes off. And when everybody can let their guard down and don't take things personal in the conversations that may come up about ideas and things of that nature, the better off everything it becomes.
Definitely. Congrats on your engagement, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and I shouldn't even really have said that because it's not necessarily public. So okay. We didn't make it public yet. So it's all good. Nobody in our circles her mom or her dad, they won't actually hear it. But I already asked for permission from them and they said, yeah, they're good. So yeah,
well, that's good. That's awesome. Before I let you go, football excuse me, the season's coming up quickly. How much more real does it get, you know, not just for football, but for recruiting as well, once camp gets underway?
I'm just excited. It's real, real. Every season, you know, it has its ups and its downs, and there are going to be ups and downs in this season as well. But it's all about how you respond, right? I mean, Louisville's the home of Muhammad Ali, you know, and everybody got a plan until you get hit in the mouth, right? That's what Mike Tyson said. So just taking a little bit off the boxing realm, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be something to look back and be like, wow, you know, I think everybody, the COVID year kind of threw everybody off. And I think that we're just all grateful that we're able to play this game and play it around the people that we grind with, and that some of the restriction be off and everybody can just kind of get back to normal, you know. And I think everybody's excited to do that. And I'm just excited to be a part of, you know, bringing joy and excitement to the city of Louisville.
Yeah, getting back to normal, piece, you know, step by step. You know, I know it should be a lot more fun out there with a full house versus.
Oh, absolutely, and I can't wait. You know, I've been watching Louisville for a long time from afar, and you know, I'm just excited. Like, I saw Michael Bush in a training room the other day, nice. And I'm like, and then Pete was like, yeah, that's Michael Bush. And like, I said, yeah, I know who Michael Bush was. I used to play with him on NCAA.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so it's kind of cool just, you know, seeing some of the old heads pop up, you know, from time to time and just say what's up. And it's just kind of cool just to see it all.
Well, awesome. Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you taking some time and out of your always busy schedule and joining us here in the Cards Cast.
Oh, I'm excited. Thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
And we look forward to, you know, chatting with you at practice or something here soon. So appreciate it.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
Yep. Again, I want to thank Aaron Hodges for joining us here in the Cards Cast today. Great stuff from him, and really looking forward to seeing how the recruiting progresses with him now on the University of Louisville recruiting team. I'll echo what Jody said earlier in the podcast, that I think he's going to be a fantastic addition to the recruiting staff. He's got experience in multiple Power Five conferences, now coming into the ACC, has relationships throughout the Midwest, which is going to be a big benefit, I think, as well. So again, I want to appreciate him for joining us here in the Cards Cast. Also, as we discussed in the first portion of the podcast, the 502 barbecue happening tonight. We'll have complete coverage after, you know, we'll get reaction from many of those that are visiting once the visits are all set up. So make sure you keep clicking and stay locked on to CardinalAuthority.com.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.